7:49 on the morning news, helping to spread some cheer. A new exhibit is showcasing the art done by children who spend more time than usual isolated in their homes amid the pandemic. Jamie Rather, a curator at the Zip Art Gallery, joins us now with more on the display. Good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. Thank you, Stu and Andrew, for having me on.
Thank you for taking the time. Tell us about this new exhibit at the Zip Art Gallery. Where are these students from, and what are their ages?
They're from our local community, and they actually range from, like, 9 to 19 years old. We split them into two categories and into different art pieces. And the impact, it was just absolutely amazing, the shock that we had when we started getting these artworks in. And the stories that they were creating with their artwork, they range from just little, you know, summer days to stories about, of course, COVID, to even stories that showed them learning about life, death. And it was really surprising. It reminded me of my own childhood, actually.
Wow. And, that's pretty powerful. So the art gallery itself, or the art club, is in Leduc, but we can go online and see all these. That's the beauty of this, right? We can go online and see this exhibition.
Yes, we're actually in Leduc County. We're in a little town called Calmar with an amazing bakery shop. And so if you ever come by,
okay,
find the bakery. And we're a relatively new art gallery. We're the first art space in this community. And so we were really unsure what we would get because we're so new to the community. Obviously, when lockdown happened, we didn't know where people were just, if they were even going on the internet, were they just lying in bed? And especially with children, like, how were they reacting? And so, yeah, we do have it online, thankfully. And we did have it in person. And I hope to keep it a week after or so as well, after lockdown, just so that people can kind of, again, experience what children were going through and maybe help inspire parents to use art to have, especially for the younger kids, to be able to communicate. Because it's very hard for them to understand and express verbally, especially like the 9-year-olds or even like younger kids, to express their frustration and their confusion. So we hope it inspires people to use art to as a mechanism of communication for their children.
And was it just a regular submission, or was it submitted to, you know, as per a competition or something like that?
Yeah, we actually did build it as a competition. And the reason we chose to is because, well, first of all, we see a lot of competitions that are built in for students within school. So it ranges usually for high school. They're in art classes. And what we decided to do was actually a community one. And usually children that are like 16 under don't get that access. And so we were very focused on making sure that, you know, younger kids had an opportunity. Also, with a lot of art programs being cut in schools, they didn't have this ability to kind of practice all in a way and create something for a public. And so a lot of parents were really appreciating the fact that we had created this and that it was actually a monetary, like, award for the students as well. So that was probably a little icing on the cake type thing.
Love it. This is, you know what, you've inspired me, Jamie. I'm over the holidays. I'm going to get my kids to do some art. To you know, maybe it starts a conversation, but also it's just kind of a something they can remember this 2020, how different it was for everybody, but what it meant to them. It's a great way to get some, you know, get your feelings out, as you were saying it. I love it. So zipgallery.ca, zypgallery.ca. We can see all the paintings online, right?
Yes, thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you for joining us. Appreciate your time.
Have a great morning, guys.
You as well. That's Jamie Rather, who's the curator of Zip Art Gallery. And again, it's at Zip Gallery or online, zypgallery.ca.